Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation.
Freedom Bound, a decade of radio without barriers.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
Welcome to another edition of Freedom Bound. It's us again, Dave and Tony.
Yes, greetings, Tony.
Howdy, Dave. On the show today, we've got... we thought we'd bring up the Australian Quadriplegic Association, where we went out and did a bit of an interview with the...
With the Chief Executive Officer,
that's him.
Anthony Hayes. Yeah, because last week was Spinal Awareness Week, and the people out
Maybe
at
you all took care.
Yeah, and the people out at AQA are right into spines and the awareness of that precious little organ.
Area.
Yes, and also we've got an interview with a paraplegic that plays basketball, Jerry Houston.
And Dave, you did a bit of a workshop with some intellectually handicapped, is that correct? And did a bit of a music thing.
Yes, I put together a bit of some highlights from the workshop. But first we'll go with the interview that Tony did today with Anthony Hayes.
AQA's role is to work with people with severe physical disabilities. its mission statement is to enable people to gain maximum independence, and we interpret that as being control over their own lives as far as is possible.
And what are some of the areas that it deals with? Access, public awareness?
Public awareness is part of it, because we need the support of the public very much. But AQA works in a very hands-on role in some areas. In the case of people newly injured, for example, we first contact them in the spinal units themselves. It may be that they may elect to move into transitional accommodation in one of our accommodation facilities. They could be undergoing independent living training or vocational training with us here at Little Bay. It may be that they want to explore their vocation options through us. There's a whole range of very hands-on services. We also have field officers out in the community who are contacting people in their homes, trying to form self-help groups in areas. It could be an access committee. It could be a Toastmasters club designed to give people more self-confidence. And they're just a few of the areas.
Now, AQA itself, does it deal exclusively with quadriplegics, or does that incorporate other disabilities as well?
No, it was originally set up, AQA was originally established to help people with quadriplegia, but over the years we now address people with quadriplegia or any like similar disability. Basically, we have even staff members here who suffer from muscular atrophy, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, but they all come into the one client group, if you like, that they have a physical disability, and if we can be of assistance, if we can do something to enable them to progress further, then that's what we're on about.
And funding of the company, I guess, I presume it is
not enough. Never is.
Where does the majority of that come from?
We receive something like, I think it's about 30% of our funding from the federal government. We have two training programs which receive state government funding. They're new this year. But the bulk of our funds come from... our funding comes through our own resources. We through our own commercial activities. We have a coding operation at Mascot, computer coding. We have a clothing manufacturing business at Penrith, and in addition to that, it would come through community donations.
Now, there are two Sydney branches, one at Mascot and the other at Little Bay. What is the difference between the two?
Mascot does two things. It houses our administration and finance departments, but the primary purpose of Mascot is the computer coding data processing operation that I mentioned. We have a number of contracts there. We do reconciliations for the MBF, and we also, and this was probably the most important one, we do the computer coding of all the traffic accidents in New South Wales for the Roads and Transport Authority. And this results in identifying black spots and traffic problem areas throughout the state. So that's the main object there. At Little Bay, which is our other operation, that's our main rehab training area. Yes, we have an EEO policy very much in place. We will employ able-bodied people, and we will employ people with disabilities. It's not a question of their physical abilities. It's their ability to be able to perform a job that is paramount with us.
Are there any other branches throughout New South Wales or?
Yeah, we've got a resource centre, which is situated in the Illawarra in Wollongong. That has a training component to it, and it's also an information resource centre for people down on the South Coast area. We also have a peer support program in place in Bathurst, and the person situated there covers that entire central area.
And are there any other plans to branch out even further throughout Australia?
Let's get back to the funding, eh? That's sort of what it hinges on. Yes, we'd love to extend our services, and there is a real need for AQA services and presence in other areas, but we can only stretch the dollar just so far.
And do you feel the company is meeting the needs of the disabled?
We're certainly trying to. I guess an honest answer would be, no, it's not meeting the needs. Because the needs are so great and they are so widespread, there's an awful lot to be done.
Even feedback then from some of the other disabled organisations, or from the disabled people.
Well, we have probably more contact with the people with disabilities themselves, individuals out there in the community that identify where needs are. We try to address this to some extent with the field officers who in New South Wales make regular trips intrastate. But because of our philosophy that we are a self-help, a consumer-based, consumer-oriented organisation, we would prefer to try to enable people in a locality to form to help themselves, whether it be through a local access committee to lobby council and so on. We don't, for a start, see it as our role to go out there and do things for people. What we want to try and do is enable people to do things for themselves because they're quite capable of it.
And what about the history behind AQA? I remember you were saying before about the history. How exactly did it start?
It started about, at this stage, I think about 25 years ago. And it started in Prince Henry Hospital. There were a group of young men there at that time who had an accident. They were ready for discharge, and they sort of said, "Well, where do we go from here?" And they were told, "Oh, well, we'll probably find some geriatric hospitals for you because that's all there is at that time." And their answer to that was, well, that's a load of garbage. If that's all there is, there's got to be something better. So they set out to create something better, and they formed themselves into the Australian Quadriplegic Association. And it's from this beginning that we get the totally client-based and client-driven organisation that we are. It was a very slow haul over the early years, but gradually they've built it into what it is now, an association representing the interests of people on a national level, where we have a very strong advocacy role with both state and federal governments particularly. Our operation is recognised nationally. It's well respected, the things that we do, and hopefully we're going from strength to strength.
So that's where you think the aim of AQA is in the future, to branch out nationally, as you were saying before, depending on the funding
And the identification of the greatest area of need. But yes, AQA, we represent people now, and while, for example, we don't have a branch of our own in let's say Perth or in Western Australia, we now represent the views of people with physical disability who live in Perth or in Darwin or far north of Queensland, because we are recognised as somewhat of experts in the field, given the fact that, that so many of our staff and our members are people with disabilities themselves. We're recognised as experts by government, so every time we go to the government, the federal government, and lobby for a particular issue, whether it's attendant care or PADP or whatever it may be, we are actually representing people far-flung right throughout the country.
So if anybody's got any questions or like any information, who should they get in contact with?
They can contact us here at Little Bay at our head office, make a phone call to our information officer here. The phone number is 661-8855, and if anyone is interested in coming out and meeting us and having a look over the facilities and seeing what we can offer or can assist anybody, we'll welcome anyone at Jennifer Street, Little Bay.
Fine, thanks very much for talking to us, Tony.
You're very welcome. Glad to.
That number again is 661-8855. At the Australian Quadriplegic Association headquarters, we've been getting into quite a few interesting things. We've got our hydroponic farm up and producing in about a week and a half. We'll be selling produce. And we've also got an artist, community artist, Matthew Farger, that's going to start some workshops at the end of July in producing musical instruments that can be played by people in wheelchairs. And anyone interested in that can certainly contact us there. Next up is an interview that I recorded down at Spinal Awareness Week in Wollongong.
With me today I have Jerry Houston. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, sounds good, mate.
And you work in the field of spinal injuries.
Yeah, we're with the Spinal Injuries Awareness and Prevention Team from Royal North Shore Hospital's Spinal Unit.
And you came down here today to Wollongong, to the Wurrungum Wall.
Yeah, to show off our prevention program to the citizens of Wollongong, running through the Westfield Shopping Centre.
As you can hear, the clip-clop of feet. Yeah. You also are a sportsman. What sort of sport are you involved in?
I play basketball, wheelchair basketball for New South Wales. And at the moment, we've just started our National Wheelchair Basketball League, which we have two teams from Sydney, which are the Sydney Slicks and also the National Bank East Coast Cobras. And I'm part of the Cobras team.
You mentioned something's happening at the entertainment centre quite soon.
Yeah, well, in fact, we've actually just last Friday night we had our first game at the entertainment centre. But in the near future, I actually haven't got the date on me, but there will be another game at the entertainment centre as a prelim to the Sydney Kings.
All right. And you also mentioned you're planning to try out for the Australian basketball team. When's that happening?
Yeah, next weekend we've got our trials, the last final trials in Adelaide. The last 15 people, they take 12 away, so to go to Belgium in July for our, what we call the Gold Cup, which is our world championships for wheelchair basketball.
Have you been overseas before?
Yeah, once or twice, yeah. Went to England in 86 and 87. Our team won our first ever gold medal in 86, and went to the Olympics in 88, to the Seoul Paralympics in Korea, where Australia finished 10th, and it was our best result in the Olympic competition. And I just come back from England, where I spent six and a half months playing basketball in an English team in England.
And how often do you play? Do you play with a team? What team do you play with?
Well, at the moment we play weekly. Just about every week we have a couple of breaks in between. From now until end of September, we finish up. So we've got a fairly heavy schedule at the moment with Australian commitments.
And how can people contact you about basketball? Ring up North Shore?
Get on to our New South Wales Wheelchair Sports Association at Coca-Cola Stadium at Mount Druitt. And I can probably give their phone number later on. I actually haven't got it on me, but you get a phone number. And
well, I think we better stop because the mayor is here for the grand opening.
You're beauty.
And you mentioned anyone who's interested. There's some beginner courses or something.
Yeah, on each Thursday night at Mount Druitt at the Coca-Cola Stadium, Mount Street, Mount Druitt, we have our own basketball stadium there with two courts, and we have beginners at one court. We teach them some skills and shown the final points of wheelchair basketball, and we have training for our more elite athletes on the other court. So.
And you, what time and what day is
well,
that?
Well, Thursday nights, every Thursday night from roughly from 6:30 onwards until as you go to as till you can drop.
Till you can drop the ball. Thanks very much.
Is your incontinence affecting your machismo? Are you embarrassed when asked the all-important question, what size do you take? Now, with the new range of testosterone, urodomes and condoms, the size of yours need never embarrass you again. The testosterone range is color-coded, so every size is extra large. So, next time someone asks you, what size, you can just smile and say, extra large, and make it a red one.
Great urodomes, those. I can't wait for the ones that glow in the dark. Now we've got a little collage that Dave did with some developmentally delayed adults that at a workshop that he's still currently doing at Marrickville. So he just put together some sounds, and this is exactly what it sounds like.
Let's go, Cash!
Is your disability making you feel physically inferior? Are you sick of losing that gal to that sand-kicking scumbag? No push-ups on your knuckles, no wearing daggy clothes. Just try the all-new word Kung Fu with answers like these.
You get away from me!
And?
Get the noose from around my neck before I die!
Yes, gain the upper hand. Use the upper octaves. Leave them with the bad impression and you with the good time. Try the all-new word Kung Fu. Yes, that's a great technique. Speaking of rapping, we're about to wrap up another edition of Freedom Bound. Next week we'll be on again. We'll just go out with a song off Bob Dylan's new album, Oh Mercy. The song is called Everything Is Broken.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates, broken switches, broken gates, broken dishes, broken pots. Streets are filled with broken hearts, broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Seems like every time you stop and turn around, something else just hit the ground. Broken cutters, broken saws, broken buckles, broken laws, broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken folds. Take a deep breath, feel like you're choking. Everything is broken.
Hello, programmer, it's us again.
Hello, programmer.
We just thought we'd say hello. We've gone over time again.
Yeah, so very thank you for your efforts of putting on the show for us.
You heard our bloody message last week.
Yeah.
Ring them bells, ye heathen from the city that came
off, you know.
Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, cross the valleys and streams. For the deep and
get off, Bob. Get off.